The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome to our Wednesday morning sitting. And we'll sit for 30 minutes together. And then I'll give a short little dharmet. And I'm not going to say too much guided meditation for this sitting. Mostly let it be silent. And I think it's a little bit has to do with my mood, how I feel at this moment, that I'm starting to feel more silent than I am talkative. And I would like to say that one of the teachers for us in doing mindfulness meditation is in fact silence. That sometimes the noise of the mind, the conversations we have, the talking, the wanting, the thinking, the imagery, the fantasies and all that, that it's nice to somehow have a break from that. And sometimes it doesn't give a break to us. But to tune into that which is silent in the present, beyond the edges of the noise, be underneath or in the cracks of your thinking, underneath your thoughts, ideas. More broadly, widely than your desires and your aversions, your preferences and your concerns, there is a wonderful silence. There is a wonderful stillness. And it can be a teacher. And one way it's a teacher is that even just the idea, the thought of silence, thought of a quiet mind or calmness, can help us to see better, more clearly, how we're not calm, how we're not silent, how we're not peaceful. And for mindfulness meditation, none of that is a mistake. None of that is meant to be something to be upset about or to push away, but rather it becomes one more thing to see clearly. And the art of seeing clearly, art of seeing it so that we don't disturb anything and are not disturbed by it. That's the art. That's how silence can be a teacher for us. So to sit quietly, upright, in a meditation posture that's right for you, and to gently close your eyes, and to be gentle with yourself from the inside. To be maybe be tender or caring for how you are this moment and for yourself. And as you exhale gently, to settle in, relax, soften whatever is hard for you, as you exhale, to relax the thinking muscle. And then to become aware of your breathing and perhaps the rhythm of breathing in and out, the comings and goings of inhalation and exhalation. Maybe you can make room for the experience of breathing within the great silence, the great stillness that holds all things that surrounds all things, that's at the center of all things, sitting here quietly. There was once a famous composer who was asked, "What's the most important part of your music?" And this musician answered, "The silences." And I can imagine that without some silence, we wouldn't really hear the music. Without some silence, we wouldn't hear the birds singing. Without some kind of silence, we won't hear the hearts of our friends speaking. Without some kind of silence, we wouldn't know ourselves deeply. What is the silence that reveals the fullness, the depth, the richness of this life?